Welcome to Saturday in Cork, Ireland. And the plan for today involves going to Limerick to celebrate one of my birthdays, one of my brother's birthdays. But first, I must tell you, there was a massive storm in Ireland overnight. Big winds, thousands of people cut off from electricity. I forget the name of the storm, but it wasn't too bad here in Cork, because all I can see outside is that the roof is still on the shed. It's wet. It's windy. Okay, so today the plan involves getting dressed. I'm still in my dressing gown. At 25 past 11 in the morning. You can see I'm having a very lazy morning. So get dressed, go to the supermarket, go to the chemist, the pharmacy, to pick up a prescription for my wife. I can't remember what I got to get in the supermarket. It'll come back to me. Go to an off license, buy a decent bottle of wine and a wine bag as a tiny gift for my brother, so that we won't come with the both arms swinging. I'm already in a collaboration with my other brother, two other brothers, and two sisters. I'm already in a collaboration with Frank, Dee, Trisha. Yeah, four of us are buying David a painting. So that's already been got. Caught him all over the place this morning. What else do I have to do? Take the dog to the dog minder at about 2 o'clock. Then drive up to Limerick sometime after that. Got a bit of a complication because I have to get back to Cork by about midday tomorrow in order to be a contestant in a Toastmasters speech contest. In fact, two speech contests. One of them is humorous and the other is impromptu. Talk for 2 minutes on a topic which you don't know about beforehand. They're both contests. I should have started this with a list in front of me. If I had a list in front of me, I would be able to talk about it. Ah, yes. I have found a bit of a list. I've got to get wrapping paper for a present. I got to get a birthday card for Oscar, my niece's new son. I think the wrapping paper, I can't remember who the wrapping paper is for. And that's it. So after listening this morning carefully to a fascinating conversation between two podcasters, SM2N, Simon Toon, and Fireman Rich Roberts, across the Atlantic, all about Donald Trump, and reading very carefully a long piece on Facebook from Linda Marie Miller, something I must read. Maybe I'll read it into tomorrow's podcast. It was a really powerful piece of writing about her views, her opinions about the recent US election. And she has very strong opinions about that, opinions which I intend to share as soon as I've finally taken them all in and process them and feel that I can, if you like, handle them, say something about those opinions other than highly recommended. Because what Linda Marie Miller has written about, or what she has written, is strident, powerful, and provocative. And that adds up to something that I would definitely classify as challenging. Challenging to some people and reassuring to others. For some people, it'll be what they think already. And there have been some people who have sent threatening communications to her. I think I'd better hurry up. I think I'd better go up and get dressed for the day. I've drunk 1.5 cups of tea, and I'll probably put a photograph of the cup. It's Paula Manny, feeling discombobulated, all over the place with a fragment from my daily diary. Toodle-boo, as Simon says, and all the best. And what was it I said earlier in the week? It was something like, may your inside come out to play. Something like that.